This prophecy is from 3,000 years ago. Again, looking at all the prophecies shows again this the integrity of God, the omniscience of God, the omnipotence of God. This is revelation about the accuracy of God, the infallibility of God. This is about, well, who God is and what God says and what God says will happen. All around us, events are taking place. All around us, there is agenda, mission. God, in prophecy, as we've said, is telling us what he is going to do, what he is doing. But he's also telling us in prophecy and revealing what mankind and what Satan's agenda ultimately is and where he seeks to take the fallen world system, the nations who give in, and the masses of people who yield to that, well, spirit of Antichrist. Dear believer in Christ, as we grow in the Lord and in the presence of God, we have been called into great mission. We have been called into reaching the world. We are part of the plan of God. We're part of the mission of God, the agenda of God. Now, in the context of that, Christ is building his church. Yes, there are gates of hell that will seek to prevail, but Jesus declared they won't. In the midst of the days we live in, we have many things in a daily way rising up in taking a little bit of time to be at the Lord, to be in the Word, to grow. Now, in this month, we're dealing with prophetic revelation, which is a massive revelation itself of God's infallibility and accuracy and integrity, as I said. But 3,000 years ago, God has, he spoke about the very days you and I are living in and the days to come and the next, well, I don't know how many years are left. But in Psalm chapter 2, God questions. He questions the world and then declares what the kings and the rulers are doing. He shows us the mentality, the emotion, the spirit, the disposition, the agenda of the world as it moves to globalism. In Psalm chapter 2, verse 1, why, God says, why do the nations conspire? The idea behind it is even rage, and the peoples plot in vain. Verse 2, the kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers gather together. Now, I want you to notice, in Psalm chapter 2, 3,000 years ago, God mentions the nations. They're conspiring, they're emotionally gathering, and there is a passion behind what they are doing. The peoples, the masses, well, the nations and the peoples, they are plotting in vain. God already declares that globalism is a plot in vain because of the ultimate end of globalism. Globalism is not just about saving the world and uniting the world and bringing economic and environmental and everything else as far as peace and the end of wars. It is the masqueraded counterfeit to the coming millennium when Jesus Christ comes, the Prince of Peace, your Savior, returns and brings this incredible millennium of peace, no war. Not too many have read of that and know of that. And it is good to know God's agenda and the ultimate end of why Jesus is visibly returning to the earth. There's a reason. Why doesn't he just call us all up to heaven? Because there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. There's going to be a 1,000-year reign of Christ where the Lamb lays down with the lion and the weapons are, well, turned into farming tools. And there is no war 1,000 years. And there is no violence and terrorism and battles and all those things for 1,000 years as Christ comes. But prior to that, God is speaking about the nations, about the peoples. And verse 2, he talks about the kings. Now, please realize kings is always a reference to the leaders of nations who have both political and military leadership. The kings of the earth will take their stand. The rulers gather together. So at a national, on the masses of people, on the kings, both political and military. Now look what God says. They're taking their stand. They're gathering together. If you circle that word gather together, you're going to find it in Revelation 16. Take the time to study it. You're going to find it in Revelation 19, 19. They're gathering together. There's a force behind the gathering together. There's an agenda behind the gathering together. There's a powerful, powerful supernatural force guiding unsaved nations, unsaved peoples and kings and rulers. Dear sweet believer in Christ, believe it or not, these nations and peoples and kings and rulers, they are gathering together. They're taking their stand. Verse 2 gives the revelation of the end of days. They're doing it against the Lord and against his anointed one. Who is that? Christ, Messiah. They gather together against God. They gather together against Messiah. This is about the final attempt to kill, to annihilate, to stop God. In Revelation 19, we have the visible descent of Christ coming to bring the kingdom, to end evil, to put Satan bound for 1,000 years, to stop the Antichrist and stop the Luciferic globalism. Isn't it something that 3,000 years ago God would give the heads up? God would give a word in this chapter? Study it over today, Psalm chapter 2. There is warning to the nations and the peoples and the kings and the rulers. There's invitation for them to come, to embrace the Son, to receive Christ, the Son of God. Already, this is 1,000 years before Christ is in human flesh. This is now 3,000 years ago and can be used as an evangelistic and prophetic, well, warning on the one hand to kings and leaders and political individuals and military workers and, well, the nations and the peoples. And it can be used evangelistically saying, this is what God is saying. This is what God is revealing. This is a message concerning the biggest deception, the biggest destruction, the apex of the satanic agenda. I don't think it's strange, nor am I surprised that God would give massive heads-up insight with warning and right now with evangelistic invitation. Even 3,000 years ago, by the way, remember, the words of God, they are living and active. We have words that have massive impact, and you and I as believers, as we have listened to the first of this 31 Days Ablaze, this 2010 and beyond, this concept of Romans chapter 16, verse 25 down, that by the command of the eternal God, the prophetic writings, it's all about being used that the nations would come to Christ, that the nations would be saved. Listen, there's a calling in our hearts and lives to pray for the nation, to pray for the cities, to pray for the salvation of souls. In Timothy chapter 2, God says, this is good and pleases God our Savior, who wills pas anthropos, all mankind, to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Now check out Timothy chapter 2. In the beginning, it talks about the prayers and the intercession for kings and those in authority, for all peoples. But the specific mention of kings and rulers and leaders, the Spirit of God knows what he's doing. God gives us the heads up from massive, massive prophecy. And by the way, Psalm chapter 2 can be added to by many other prophecies. And God gives us even broader pictures of the same warning, the same heads up, the same message that needs to go out even now. Believer in Christ, Are you a student of the Word of God? Are you a student of prophetic biblical revelation? God has given it for us to know. God has given us the most incredible intelligence report about the days we live in, about the days to come, about what God is doing, what the nations will do, what the peoples will do, what the kings will do, what the rulers will do, as they take their stand and gather together. Listen, don't miss this. Link this chapter. See things that are very similar in Revelation 16 and Revelation 19. Because Psalm 2 is about Armageddon. Psalm 2 is about the end of days. Psalm 2 is about what is happening in the secret government, secret military, the shadow, the secret power of lawlessness. And here you are, and here I am, as a believer in Christ, called to be the light of the world with intelligence, with insight, with revelation, with data that has come from God that is beyond the remote viewers. It's beyond the psychic. It's beyond the occultists. It's beyond the 2012ers. It's beyond. It is the Word of God. May God imprint it into our hearts, into our lives. From 3,000 years ago, these living words should be packed in our lives and flowing off our lips. This is 31 Days Ablaze. Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. God bless you.